Sounded urgent.
Yeah. Great. For the one who are listening to this recording, I'm going to start over. Oh. Hello, everyone who's listening to this recording. Okay. So Clinton and I'm starting over. Clinton and I are going to do a 2-hour interview for this summit called Coming Down to Earth. The recording will be in like 2 days, but it will be online in 3 weeks. And one of the specialty, like one of the features of this summit is that Nuno da Silva wants to have people coming in groups and listening to the talks together in groups, and then kind of going on this journey of falling apart, nurturing the soil and building what's next together. I don't know really how well that's organized, but I made this proposal that here we have a bunch of people trained in space holding for groups, and that, so I would make the offer that whoever wants would be on this team with Vera and I holding space for some groups who probably they don't know each other. I don't know. Maybe they know each other. Maybe they don't know each other. But if there's not somebody who will hold the context, then it will be like an ordinary, people won't know how to fall into this extraordinary transformational space. So I made this proposal. It's sort of in process. I don't know if it's accepted, but I just want to know who would be interested in joining. So Vera and I are already in the team.
Is it online or
yes.
in, is it, on, it's yeah. online yes. and it's a whole week long.
It would be a month long.
A month long, every yes. day.
No, maybe once a week, the team, I yeah. guess.
It's once a week. They do some like everyday emails with like practices and things to think about. And then once a week they have a video of one of the people talking, and then they want people to like ground that to in a team. And so I'm thinking that it would be then, and maybe there's a follow-up if people want to.
And then the second thing that actually Vera brought that in for that team is that we could also offer coaching services, and we would offer like 30 minute free coaching for people who go in liquid state, so they can be heard and they can have distinction about feelings and emotion and stuff like that. And it wouldn't be really longer than 20 or 30 minutes. Because if you do a whole full coaching session, then they think that's the kind of service that's free. Then we would want them to not think that. Okay.
I didn't get that. The last bit.
Yeah. It's just
a little coaching in order to make them hungry.
Yeah, go ahead, Vera.
So it's to support. So if they really go into this liquid state, mm-hmm. they most likely won't know what to do with it. And so here we are, a group of trainers and trainer types that could hold that space for 20 to 30 minutes and maybe support them in whatever they need. And like say just one or two distinctions of what they might need just to support that, so that they don't, so that they actually evolve and are supported in that journey. And it's free for 30 minutes, because if we do the whole thing for an hour and a half, then they think that that's a service that they would get for free, an hour and a half of coaching, and it would be devaluing maybe your service.
No, I get it. Thank you.
For me, it would be important to know the dates. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's possible in advance.
For me too.
That's a thing for me.
So for now, it's like we're making out this proposal. And I said there's a team, but I didn't really ask you before. Right? I said there's a team that might be interested. And we don't know how it's going to be matched. It's like, it's very like a grassroots summit. There's 3 people working on it, and it's huge. And so they kind of have a lot of work. So it would be like, if you say yes, it would be, I know that you have also other things in your life happening. So it would be a yes working within your schedule.
I have a yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. Great. Cool. And Vera. And Habet, can you hear us? Habet has been such an intense transformation that all her technology is failing for like the last days. I'm trying to talk to her.
Yeah, and also for the people who are hearing the recording, if you feel called for this, then just also respond to Anne-Claude. Sorry, Habet.
There's nothing else to say about it.
Okay, thank you.
And the event is from 15th of June to 15th of July.
Yeah, thank you. Cool.
I take back.
You take back your
hand? I take down my hand. I've got something else that's really intense.
Okay. Okay, Anna, I have a second announcement that will be a little shorter. The other one is, some of you met Tanya Gerold. I think most of you have met Tanya Gerold in Rage Club or Fear Club. She's been in the world of Game World of Possibility Management for like almost 10 years now, and has delivered a practice Expand the Box last year, which was a little weird or a little different because it was Anne Schmidt who was her trainer team, and Anne Schmidt is not in the trainer guild. So her integration in the trainer guild was a little awkward, let's say, or a little, yeah, there were some questions around it. But now she was traveling and now she's back in Europe, and she's, for me, I got to meet her really in the space of the Fear Club and the Rage Club, and I could see her commitment and her potential and her, like, how she's a trainer. But she's not really in a team. So I invited her, I asked her to read the Trainer Path website and listen to the recording that we had about what it means to be a trainer in this Trainer Path call. And then she said she couldn't make it today. She had another appointment, but she would really want to join. Is there any questions or comments about that?
I have a comment.
Yeah.
I experienced her in a lab that I had with Clinton and Nan Schmidt, and she gave me feedback about the archetypal medallion, the talisman, and she was so clear and daring and committed. But keeping connection, not like destroying, this like piercing that's the memory that I have of her the strongest. So I just wanted to share that.
The legend, actually, about
the legend. Yes. And she was actually the one who said abundance midwife, and then everybody went like, oh, and I went, shit. So yeah.
Okay.
I remember. Yeah. Now you tell.
Cool. And also, I just want to say in the big call that it's also for you, Joanna, because you put me in contact with this woman called Renata Estevez. I think that would be her name. Yes. And I had a call with her this morning. She was interested in joining the trainer path. And it seems like she thought the trainer path was different from what she thought it was. And so for her, what I got is that she's this body therapist, and that she loves adding some tools, like possibility management tools, to her sort of tool belt about what she's offering. Can you hear me?
Only partly.
Yeah. Okay.
Try again.
Yeah, is it back?
Yes.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I got is that she is a body therapist who wants to add possibility management sort of exercise and processes to her work, but she's not really in this thing of, I'm going to deliver possibility management spaces. And so I said, really, the best way to add tools to your belt is to do labs and to join workshops, to join the Spark and the Rage Club. And that is so full of stuff. And then you can use it in your, and the other thing is, what I thought would be so great is that she's a body therapist adding possibility management tools. And actually there's a bunch of people who are like, their core thing is body therapists, and then add possibly management, and then that you could meet, you could have a meeting, because then your focus is different than like the trainer path or other things, and see, okay, this works, this doesn't work, that's what I tried, and build a team like that. So
I would be interested.
Okay.
I would be, Joanna, think of me if you do that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. But thank you for spreading that word, Joanna. That was great. Thank you. Okay. I'm done. Thank you.
I have an announcement or a question. A logistic.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I know some body artists and body therapists that might be interested as well.
So, Joanna, would you want to be the space holder for this, or would you want somebody else to hold space?
For a meeting on body therapy and possibility management.
Yeah, and I mean, my offer would be to make it as regular as possible.
Wait.
You're blocking out. Unclear, we don't hear you.
I feel
we
angry.
See you, though.
I feel angry. Okay, my proposal is that this meeting would be, you know, regular, like once a month or whatever is feeding for you, but it wouldn't be just a one-time thing. Yeah. So I will.
Yeah. I'm gonna think about it, and I will announce something on the on our WhatsApp.
Okay, great.
Hi, Gabriella Clara.
Hi.
Hello. Just to acknowledge that you just arrived. My announcement is I'm as a space holder of the trainer path in Brazil. We wanted to welcome one person from Europe to come to the trainer path Brazil, and it doesn't have to be like already next week, but if you are interested, it happens on Tuesdays. Gosh, I need to see the time again. It happens on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. German time for an hour and a half. So if you're interested, please let me know so that I can give you more details. And they would really like to come, one or two people, to as guests to this Trainer Path group. And most of them are saying that's a great invitation. They're all interested, and the translation of the book comes first. So once that's done, there's like, yes, 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 me first. So
thanks. Language?
They will speak English if they come, and if you go there, they will all turn into English. Yeah, but it will be a slower English.
So,
unless you know Portuguese.
It's another trainer path group.
Yes, in Brazil.
Okay, but it's online happening.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested. So
cool.
I will go back.
I want to be there. I want to have more information.
Okay, cool. I'll reach out to you. Thank you.
And Vera, I had this idea of did you have this conversation with Jennifer about scanning?
Yeah, but we didn't manage to find a time until before this call, so we haven't talked. It's booked for Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to,
So would next week, would you be the one, would you hold the space next week for the Trainer Path call and do that?
Yes.
Cool.
I was on that feeling practitioner session, so if you need, yeah. So I did it also. So I could join you and Jennifer, yeah, or space hold with you the next call.
Yeah. So first, the session hasn't been created. So would you join us with Jennifer in a call to talk about all of this?
Yeah, we talk personally. Yeah.
Yeah, the three of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
End of logistics. Yes. End of logistics.
So no more announcements or logistic questions? Okay, I'd love to start with the centering and then we'll see where we go till six. Is that fine for you? Cool. I'd love you to be standing. Can you hear me like this?
Yeah.
Yes.
You asked for a cushion. Is there anything with the cushion?
Yes, but not now.
Okay, cool.
Okay, find your center, your grounding cord, your bubble. On three, please tell me the color of your grounding cord. One, two, three.
Like green.
And white.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Please make sure that you know that you have a free space around you. And I want you to keep your eyes closed from now on. And if you lose your balance, open your eyes. Yeah, make sure that you're in a good space. I have my eyes closed too, partly, yes. And we just put our attention on our ankles. And shift to one foot. And the other one you lift from the ground. And you just stay, try not to move the upper body, the arms hang loose, and you can really feel like you get roots, like everything goes through your heels, through the sole of your foot into the ground. Okay, you keep your eyes closed. And try to look up at the ceiling or the stars and just feel what happens.
Are we standing on one foot?
Yes. And really lift your head up and look at the ceiling. You're standing on one foot. And then you get your head back and look forward, eyes closed. Keep the eyes closed and try to look at your feet or your foot, the one that you're standing on.
So we close our eyes and look down.
Yes, the whole time closed, the eyes. And you can have a little break, put both feet back on the ground. And feel the difference of the ankle work. Transfer your weight on the foot that was in the ear. So now you're standing on the other foot. Try to get everything back in the leg. So out of your head and your hold, the energy just flows kind of through your body and you can relax on the one foot. Eyes keep closed and you look over the shoulder to one side. And to the other side. Back to center. And back on the ground. Now you need your cushion. You stand on the cushion. teacher. If you close your eyes, transfer the weight to one leg. And this time you bend your knee a bit. So the knee will be balancing. And just feel it.
Do we lift the second foot?
Yes, please.
Because it's a shift your weight, I did, but lifting it also, okay.
And now you can shift legs, so just shift the weight and put just the other leg on the ground. And this time you can experiment like straight the knee, like long knee, where you're balancing, and then bend the knee.
Are we changing foot or not?
Yes, we've changed.
Okay. So. Still with eyes closed.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Both feet back on the ground. Keep your eyes closed. And just feel your center in the middle of your body. And then slowly open your eyes and come back to a comfortable position. Thank you for taking part, trying that. I love this exercise because I think it's so amazing how we've balanced the whole day. We're standing at the bus station, we're going through life, and we barely ever know that we're the whole time in an unstable balancing position. And we're very focusing. Our visual sight is very important to us. So if we close our eyes, a lot of things happening. And I sometimes have the feeling when we do our work, or I can say sometimes I forget where I started and what became very natural to me. Yes?
No, I just want to say, we had a call with Anna and we had this agreement that while she would be holding space for this hour and a half, if I had some like guidance or whatever, I would just tell her in the moment so that she could have the experience right then. So just a hint for you, when you do an exercise like that and it's kind of new and we had sensation, it's what you said is great, but I would say it, I would ask first, what did you notice? I would ask the question, what did you notice? And then on top of what people notice, then add distinction, just like you did, like add your experience with it, but then it's if you start, then it's too much of a pressure on us.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, can we do a do over and try to forget what I said. Do you want to say what you've noticed? Yeah.
I noticed that I am able now to listen to my body because I have a lot of pain in my foot, so I stopped the exercise. And I just wanted to share because, yeah, there was a time where I would have not stopped. And I wouldn't have been okay with it because my foot would be in pain, like a lot. And then, yeah. So I will do the exercise again when my foot is okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I realized that I couldn't do the exercise with the eyes closed, especially not in the beginning. So it was too demanding for me, and I could by time do it with the eyes open, and then I could close my eyes and I lost my centering the same instant, and I couldn't do movement with eyes closed, not at all. So, and I found after this standing on the cushion that probably with some awareness and training I could learn it. And it takes time for me, personally. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I couldn't do it at all, with or without eyes closed. But then I closed my eyes and I lay my finger on something on this side. And
Katrin, I can't hear you very well. Do you mind moving closer? Yeah. Thank you.
Myself, and I did not lean on the finger. It was
Katrin, this doesn't work. I still can't hear you. Sorry.
What's happening here? Very strange. Do you hear me?
I can.
Fade it.
Okay. I come later. Somebody else talking first. I'll get my earplug, my headset.
I've noticed that it's a very simple and complex exercise. I've been doing this with clients with ear problems, so they have balance problem, and I've done this so much, but telling them to do, no? And there's so much in this exercise that all the yogas could be like to the side. Thank you. It was a very good experience to me.
Yeah, you go, Katrin. You're in queue.
You're muted. Katrin, you're muted. Yes.
I know, yeah. But I could not do it at all. Because, well, I've been doing this exercise like until a year ago quite often, and I cannot do it at all. But I did put my finger very lightly on something just to touch it, not to lean on it, just to touch it, and it helped me with it. But I do have a balance and centering problem all along, and so I couldn't do it at all on neither foot.
Thank you for sharing that.
I found I could be centered and balanced with eyes closed, but as soon as I moved my head either to up, down, or sides, my center would move up to the experience of rotation or the experience of moving my head somehow. And so then once it was rotated, I could be centered again. So I then kind of played with being centered while moving, and that's an interesting thing to do. And I'm glad to report that I didn't get madly frustrated or angry that I couldn't do it, which I would have done even like a couple of years ago. Can't do something like and beat myself. So, yay!
Yay!
I would like to say something to Catherine, is that you know, you do not only did it, but you found a solution for yourself. So in my perspective, you actually did it.
Thank you.
I was surprised by how hard it was with eyes closed. I thought I just had a self-image, I guess, that this would be not difficult, but it, but it didn't work out.
Thank you.
So Anna,
can I, before you say something, Gabriela, Anna, if you have, like, for example, I'm hearing people say I couldn't do it, it was hard, and then it feels like there's a distinction missing about why it was so difficult. Like, what is it in us that makes it that we cannot do it when we have this image, oh, I'm centered? And so if you have some clues about that, that would be the moment to put it in. So I don't, do you have any clues about that, Anna?
No, like, okay. No, for me, it's the first time I'm not seeing the people. Usually I'm doing it a lot also with dancers. And handstand balances and whatever. And then I see the people and see what their body is telling me. And I was looking at the screen, but I saw nothing, kind of. So no, I don't really have answers right now. But yeah, I feel a bit sad that I was expecting a bit too much. So I could have started a bit slower and gave you a bit more time. This is what I feel now. It was sort of a bit throwing you in the cold water, expecting this is anyway easy standing on one leg, and we're not doing it often enough to have it as an easy something approach. So yes. Yeah.
Also you said something about very interesting, that is a distinction, is like with your eyes closed you lose like all the perception that we most use, that is sight. So when you close your eyes, you're actually using your proprioception. It's like another extra sense that we have that knows how to move when you have your eyes closed. It's another sense. So we are using that in our feet and in the space, in communicating with the space. You use that more here. That's not so well trained.
Yeah. And right now with doing a lot more on the screen, we get more and more into the visual as the only reality. So we kind of, and this is why I really like the exercise, to have the feedback in yourself. So everything starts within yourself, but we kind of move everything in front of our eyes. And when taking this away, often makes sort of a disconnection between you and the world, so you feel kind of lost just standing without seeing. Yeah. Yeah, and one thing I do want to say, it's one of the best exercises to stabilize the unconscious awareness of your feet, to get strong and healthy feet and ankles and legs. So in case you want to do something for your holding positions, muscles, especially when you're sitting so much, being blind, like not seeing and doing balanced stuff is, yes, sort of very cool for your body. Yeah.
I would like to share. There is still space to share.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I had a story in my head about, because I never can do balancing on the in yoga on one foot. So I knew, okay, I'm not gonna do it. And but I still tried, and I noticed that it's easier for me if I like connect to the earth, and from like inner leg, I like suck the energy, and from outer side of the leg, like here I take in, and from there I push back to the earth, and that helped me, and that came intuitively. But it still wasn't easy. I had to really focus on this movement, and then on the cushion it was easier for me. And I think I used a fear then, because I had this idea that, oh, on the cushion it will be horrible, it will be really hard. So I raised the fear, and I was, oh no, now I will really suck. So I had to kind of like be more aware where my energy is. So that was, thank you. It was like really took me inside the, you know, this exercise, especially that I was running today a lot around. So it worked. Thanks.
Thank you. I want to add something about what you said of this, that this would train to, like when we use our eyes, then we expect information to come from outside instead of letting the information come from inside. And this is really in a single coaching when, or even like in, for me, it's like in a coaching, but in a training, but in a coaching is really clear because there's one person. And if you only expect the information to come from outside, then you're not connected with your impulses from inside, from your being, your heart, your archetypal lineage. And so that could be really an exercise to train of, yes, there's information coming from outside, but the impulses actually come from inside. And you can make that distinction. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was interesting. I wanted just to add this, because when Gabriella Clara spoke, I remembered that when you said, Anna, when you said about, you know, like something like pay attention to the foot and the roots, rooting, I also gave my center away to an imagined roots in my foot. And I even noticed that I had put my weight forward towards, like almost towards my foot. So it was interesting to also take in that outer information as my center instead of my own inside.
Cool. This was a cool distinction for me right now, Vera. So giving my authority away to an information. I wrote it down, thank you.
One thing that I noticed that I did and other people mentioned doing is giving authority away to a self-image. Like my self-image is that this is no problem, this is easy. And some people had a self-image of like, I can't do this. But in both cases, our self-image doesn't matter. It's not reality, it's just an idea. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of in the pandemic, so the exercise was really good for reality testing to bring me back to what's actually reality instead of what I think I can do. And in the pandemic, it seems like there's not enough contact with reality. So many people, it seems, are going into fantasy worlds about what's happening in the pandemic, because it seems to me we don't really know a lot. But a lot of people know a lot without a lot of support for their knowing. And it's similar to my thinking I know myself, or that I can do this easily. Or if someone thinks they can't do it, it's also just ideas in our head, and it's not related to reality. So the exercise brought me back to reality.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just right now, a question arises, what is your reality right now in the pandemic or corona situation? I don't know if that's anything that would be interesting for you in the space. Otherwise, I have another question.
You mean me? Or What?
No, for all of us. If
oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do have something in petto, but I think this might be also something quite interesting to give it a check. But Anna-Chloe, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I wouldn't really go there. First of all, because I think we don't know what reality is. Like, most of us are confused about that, and so we'll give actually our stories about our reality. And it's not against anything, but I'm not so interested in your stories about your life. So like I'm another thing that I'm interested in. So I would have a resistance against that question.
Yeah. Cool. I have a question for all of you, which I would, yeah. I've told someone that I'm in the trainer path, and they asked me what does it mean for me to be in the trainer path? And this is the question I wanted to bring here. And I was wondering if you'd be willing to go in three in a groups of three, and we look at these what is my kind of my job here that I want to do in the trainer path. This yeah.
Can I expand your question?
Yeah.
So for example, Gabriella sent a message saying, I'm going to be 15 minutes late, or I'm going to be a little late. Can I come? And then, you know, I was like, I wanted to answer, but I'm like, okay, Anna is the space holder for this meeting, so it's for her to answer.
I did answer.
Yeah, you did. Ah. You did. But it's like, okay, we don't have a rules of engagement about whether, so should we be on time on the call or not? Okay. And so we have a whole game world that's being created, and we have distinction in, but it feels like we don't have really rules of engagement. If you know what I mean, in the game world, about how do we play the game? What's allowed in the WhatsApp group? We sort of talked about it a little bit, and we moved it to like the calendar for the events, like stuff like that. But so if I can expand the question to, is there something in the game world arrangement that you would want to have clarity about, which would come in into either a distinction or a rule of engagement about how do we want to play this game? Mm-hmm. I would add that as a question.
So it's a second question, actually.
I think I didn't really get the what you said. I'd love to write it down, or would you write it in the chat? And is it possible to go out in the breakout rooms from here, or is it?
Yeah, I have the breakout room button. So do you want me to repeat the question, or do you? Do you want me to write it in the chat?
In the chat would be great.
Okay.
What will happen after the breakout rooms? Will we bring it together, or will we just talk in twos or threes about it, or will we bring it into the whole group?
My proposal is we go in the breakout rooms and have 25 minutes in the breakout room, and we have kind of one listener, one possibility manager, and one is talking, and we can just see how it, or we can just see what happens. But I would rotate three of them, like, and then bring what we discovered back into the space about 20 to 6. And then we could have just the main points we could just share. I think this would be my proposal if there's no other idea.
Yes. Just have there's a question from Habet. If you can repeat the question for her. Oh no, Joanna. I thought it was Habet. Yeah, sorry. We lost Habet. Okay.
We did. Yes. So the question is, this is a game world in evolution, and there's territory that are growing, and we don't really have this tradition of building rules of engagement around those new territories. Rules of engagement is, how do we play the game of trainer path? So we have a WhatsApp group, and we have a call, and we have we meet sometimes one-on-one, we have personal coachings, like all of that is part of the trainer path and the physical gathering. And we have a lot of distinction because they come from possibility management, but there's rules of engagement that are not there. And I'm giving the example of, can we arrive late on a call? Does that work for everybody? And there's maybe other things that you're thinking of, maybe not. But this is a game world building skill to notice what is not there and what could make it work better if it was there.
Or worse.
And so the question is, what do we need clarity to make the game world work better? Is that it?
Yeah.
And the first question was about who we are in the game world, or what we...
My question, what is my job? Yeah, what is kind of...
Yeah.
And Anne-Chloe had it a bit different, I think, in 2 weeks ago with the village. So what is it, what I bring to the village? Is kind of the same question. And yeah, maybe can we narrow it down? So one point part would be, what is my job, or my, what can I bring into it? And the other thing is, where can we find clarifications of the rules of engagement?
Yes, and it would go with the question of, who am I in the village? I'm bringing that clarity. And everybody has different type of clarity because you have different archetypal lineage and different beings. But, you know, you see stuff that other people don't see. Yeah.
Who am I in the village and what clarity I bring, or distinctions?
Yeah, same.
So we will be basically creating the rules of engagements for the trainer path. Am I understanding?
And then we can vote on it, or we can figure out how we want to put them together.
You can put them on stone.
Yes. And they're immovable. Immovable rules.
Yeah. First rule, no rules.
Okay. So should I set up the breakout rooms?
Yes. And I'd love us to be latest back at 5:40. So it's now a bit less time than we thought before.
But why is it not? Sorry. Three rooms. One, two, three.
I'm gonna go quick to the toilet and mute myself so you don't hear me.
Let's see. So Vera and Gabriella, could you stay in here with me, and then everybody else I put out? Okay. Thank you. Joanna is sending. Stay here, Vera. Don't join the group. Okay. Thank you.
I heard it.
Okay, cool. Vera, would you be the space holder for this group?
I will be the space holder for this group. Thank and you. I want to apologize for my gremlin comment of leaving to go to the...
Thank you.
Okay. So who wants to be the question discoverer or the answer discoverer for this first part?
I would rather not be the first.
Thank you.
I would also rather not be the first, but I also can be the first. Yeah, I can be the first. My
Thank
box
you.
Doesn't like to be the first. My box likes to be second. So I go to be the first.
Okay. And so I propose that we are both listeners, actually, and the third person. Yeah, cool.
Okay. And just also, I just want to say, I'm keep recording because I think this might be interesting for people. It will just be recording this group. So it's, I know it's a smaller group and more personal, but yeah, I want to keep recording.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, that puts me in a very vulnerable position. Okay, who asks the questions? Vera, you ask the question.
I will ask you the question. Gabriela, Clara, what do you need clarity about in the trainer path so that the game world works better? Who are you in the game world, in the village?
Can we go one by one?
Okay.
And I would start with the first one because then it will bring clarity to the second. Yeah.
Yeah. Who are you in the trainer path and in the village? And what is the clarity that you bring to it?
Okay, I don't know who I am here in a trainer path.
So okay, that's the first answer. That's the answer of your mind. So yeah. Of course you don't know. We're all discovering this. But who are you? Who are you maybe right now? Okay, who are you right now? And let something else speak than your knowing.
I am I am right now a person that connects with the inner world and with the body. With the body and inner universe. And translate this connection to the world. And I am the tester. I am the tester. I feel it through me, and then I bring it to people. So it's kind of
what is the it?
It is the idea. The idea of the idea that there is a universe. There is a space. So it's like I go and I feel, okay, here in this world there might be a space to explore. And I go there and I check that and then I bring it to people. And I experience that either through emotional work or through physical or connect, you know, feelings with physical and sensual. I think the body and the sensuality of the body is a gateway for better understanding, more feeling and intimacy with myself and gentleness. Like, not gentleness, it's about the being more aware to the informations and feelings coming. I don't know. I'm just speaking whatever comes to me.
Yeah. And I'm
I just don't know how to do this with the time and the two questions and having enough. I just want to give enough time for everyone. And then, but I also, I'm really enjoying hearing you. So if you want to also answer the second question, go.
Okay, well, and use your fear, Vera, okay? Okay, we don't know how this space goes. This is weird. Use your fear.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna interrupt you. Lady, you are a bridge. When you say I'm testing over here and then I'll bring it back to other people, this is bridge building. You're walking on nothing, putting steps behind you so you can go and explore that world and say, hey, do you want to come with me to this space that you didn't know about? You don't do that? That's what, exactly what you just said.
But I don't go first. No.
You said I am a tester. A tester is the person who goes first.
And you just went first here. You might have a different self-image about yourself.
No, you make me. I go into liquid. So that
yes,
was my
great. So because you're also a bridge builder, you don't know that yet about yourself, but I'm telling you because we'll have this conversation soon. You're the bridge builder between the Polish team and this team. And the Polish team hasn't come together yet. And they're building themselves pretty great. Beata and Marcin and also Natalia is growing at like high speed. So, and I don't really know about Emilia and Maciek, but you know, this team is like, but you soon enough, you'll be this bridge between them and us. So, and you went first out of the old Polish people to join this group on the online. You know, Emilia was there in the physical space, but you've been really here in the online space.
Yeah.
Keep breathing. Would you write this down? Well, actually, would you write it down?
My grammy doesn't want me.
Okay, when you're ready, you can write it down in the beginning of your book. I wrote, I am a wizardress. And you can write, I am a bridge builder to the space of possibility. And I said, using the gateway of the sensuality or intimacy of the body. And that's like a more qualifying about what you do. I'm taking over a little bit, Vera. I would just, you want to go? Because we have like about 7 minutes.
Yes, I'd like to go next. Please ask me a question.
Who are you in this village of the trainer path? What's your clarity?
I am bringing the questions and the things that emerge in my body and in the relationship of nature and me, and like the questions and the what ifs, and I bring it to get a soundboard, to have a reality check, to have can we do more with this? Can we play together? It's exploring and trying what else can happen. And what else can happen at the edge? Yeah, I was just thinking today, it was there's the place where people don't want to go, and then I want to go there, and I want to go there because I always wanted to go there, and I want to go there and also that have people that I can go there with, and that I can either bring to and ask questions, or that we can go together, so that I don't, it's not just me and my own stuff, and that it I don't even know what to discover or what's the use of that, but I think it could be useful.
Can I
it's
try
just
something?
Fun to discover that, yeah.
Because, you know, there's your archetypal lineage, and there's you work in the world, and then there's who are you in the village of train of path. And then, of course, that will have resonance. But in a way, it's like more sharp and like more detail about, you know, this, the place in the village. So if I try and I look at you and what, you know, what I see you do and what I also, when you speak, for me, is like you're a translator between worlds. You're a translator between, for example, this train of path and the train of path in Brazil. And in a, yes, you're a bridge builder, but it's in a way you're translating what we've been through into what they can and how they see the world and what they can hold. But you're also a translator of this radical responsibility game world of possibility management into eco-villages who, like, they live together, okay? They're not in theory. So, you know, in a way, we have the part of theory of what it's really like to be in community in a physical place together. And you have to translate it into, okay, they are in the midst of it. So I think somehow, yeah, I would see you as a translator between worlds and between like approach to the world somehow. Mm. Well, Gabriela, do you have something else?
Yeah, I also sense a lot in Vera the connector, that she connects people. Like maybe the weaver, she weaves connection with intimacy, and she, yeah. This is what I sense in her, in your Vera.
Thank you.
Also, when you make comments, you know, when Anne-Chloe had her talk, anytime you make comments, it's always bringing people together. It's always, you refer to other people, and it's...
Yeah, I recognize that. I used to say to people that I'm a translator, even between, like, neighborhoods, and that I'm like, I know their language and I know their land. Mm-hmm. And it came from my box adaptability. I could just know what people are talking about. So yeah, thank you. Thank you for recognizing and thank you for addressing me directly, Gabriela. Yeah. Translator. And you said something else besides the translator, which was the... something, bringing something into...
Well, Gabriela said connector. It's like weaver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, connector. Yeah.
I'll shoot while you are writing, okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. In the train of path, I am the main space holder for this game world, and I cherish it like my little nest. And I see it as a village where people come in and like sharpen their tools. And before we would see it as like sharpening their sword or their bows and arrow or whatever. And now it's like sharpening their soft skills. So then they can go out and bring it out to the world. So really the tools that we sharpen are not actually not really even for this village. And it's more this, yeah, people come in and people go traveling and then people leave for a year and then they come back and it's like, and that's how the village goes. But I'm the one who keeps the context going while people go in and out and do their work in the world. And one of my other, like, who am I in the village is I make the village grow. So I have my scanners out about who's already on the train of path and they don't know it. They need to be in the village and they're already one of our villages, but they pretend not to be. And then I bring them back to reality being, hey, you're one of our villagers and we're missing you as one of the pieces, like as one of the player in the game world. Yeah, and I kick butts for people to go out. Somehow I want them to stay, but I also want them to go and have their own adventures and then tell me about it or tell us about it. Okay, I'm gonna bring people in like 1 minute. But if you start, then I'll click sort of, if you want to tell me or add anything to that.
I got really touched by them, and I think it's something that is really needed. This thing of, you are one of us and we're missing you. You know, to say that to someone instead of, we think you'd be really good addition to our team. It's like, you're one of us and we're sorely missing you and your skills and your quality. And yeah, that's talking from a totally different culture, and I love it.
Yeah. I think that's the thing that's the thing that makes me want to kick people's butt, because it's like, okay, if you're not being yourself, if you're not doing your job, then I cannot do it, and these people cannot actually be like fully empowered or fully unfolded. Yeah. I think that's one of the thing that makes me okay, yeah, kick people butts. Yeah,
it's a lot about interconnectedness. It's like you make aware, at least me and I guess other people, that we are interconnected. It's like in physics, that, you know, the balls with liquids are connected. So to balance out the liquid, you know, we need to add a little bit here, and then, yeah, it goes around.
Cool. I have this really burning question to you, Anna Chloe, which is how did you get that? How did it come to be that you could speak like that? What changed? Did you grow up like that? Because it's not part of my box, and so I'm curious and want to move to that culture.
This is one of Clinton's favorite questions, and most of my answer is like, I don't know. So I'm avoiding the question in a way of not taking really responsibility for it. So I don't think it comes from this life, because I didn't grow up in a place like that. So, yeah.
But did you always had this question, or did you only, the type of like invitation only arrived later?
I think it was always there, but I needed to be initiated in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
We're back.
Anna, it's back to you.
Yes, thank you. So I would love to hear, especially about the rules of engagement that you were maybe finding to put them on the table.
So I would just, Anna, just for the space holding, especially online, is for people to all arrive back, and you can ask a question where, you know, I know there's something you have a need, you know, you have a necessity for afterwards, but just connect with everybody and be like, was it useful? Like, did you get something out of this? And so then we all connected in the same level of, oh yeah, that was useful.
Okay.
That would be, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Did you find something out in your breakout rooms?
So I would make it a yes or no question. You get it? Because if you ask this open question, then somebody will answer and will take over the space. But if you say a yes or no question, then we can say, oh yes, that was useful, or no.
There was a yes or no question. Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Are you willing to share some of what you found? Yes.
Yes.
Catherine, do you want to go first?
Well, two of us said that we do not want too many rules of engagement. What is important for us, and the third person liked it, is the inner commitment to growing transformation and to learning about training others and ourselves. And so the connection for all of us was more important, the connection among each other and the commitment to this group was more important than rules like be on time or stuff like that. So that was one big thing that we all three shared.
Yeah, thank you. Do you want it, Susanna or Jane?
One, we didn't talk about this, but one thought that comes up for me around this question is it's a principle from organizational methodology called holacracy, and I know holacracy takes it from other places, is that we make rules or new principles in response to tensions or problems that we're experiencing that we want to resolve the tension. And so I would ask, what is the tension that we want to resolve? And if we don't have tensions, I don't know that we need to make rules. Although I also get there's lots of other paradigms and that it's useful to make rules of engagement. That's just one idea, is that we deal with it in real time when it arises. And we look at what's the tension that's arising, and then we look at what's some options to resolve that tension.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to say something about our group. I think one thing that I discovered is that somehow we all have a unique archetypal lineage and job to do in the world. And the way I experienced the trainer path is that maybe your archetypal lineage is not about, is not to be unfolded in, no, how to say that? It's like your archetypal lineage does not serve the trainer path. Like maybe your archetypal lineage doesn't serve the trainer path, but you want to be in this village because you need to sharpen your tools, you need to be healed, you want to be part of a healing village, but your archetypal lineage and your work is outside. So you go outside of the village to deliver your work. And so that your role in the village might be slightly different than your archetypal lineage. And so, yeah, and I think when Vera and Gabriela started speaking a lot, you were speaking about your archetypal lineage. And then it's like, okay, but maybe my role or who I am in the village is different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for this distinction.
Like, and maybe not. Like for me, my archetypal lineage has something to do with the trainer path. So it could be that yours too, but yeah, it doesn't have to.
No, it's your baby, the trainer path.
I said it's my little nest.
Go, sorry, Susanna.
No, I'm finished. It's of course, it's congruent with you.
And I was talking about my archetypal lineage, and I think I also find a nest here, and I think a lot of us trainers are moving around, or like I am, and I know that Jesse is, and there's no place of holding, there's no village actually, so this is our village of I don't know, trainers. I don't know. It is a nest, and yeah, I'm. Thank you for that question and that distinction, because I'm going to work more on it. Yeah, even more.
Yeah, for me, it's also, this is a very important point for me personally in the trainer path, is the mutual support. Mm-hmm. So that we are committed to each other's development. And I'm so glad when I see these questions in the WhatsApp group. I need some space holding. Who can do it? I want to have do some whatever, feelings practitioner work. So this is really, that makes me so happy that there's this space where we can support us each other. Thank you.
So that would mean, you know, everything is, for everybody, something else is important. Like maybe some people have the same thing, oh, it's important, the mutual support. But that would reflect your role. You know, that would reflect what is important for you. And that means you would be sort of, you're a village weaver or, yeah, a weaver. It's like building the thread of support within the village.
Okay, this is a working title. So I could have a look on this, yeah?
What I mean, Suzanne, is that you can take more responsibility for the mutual support to flow because mm-hmm. that is what is important to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to appreciate it, but I'm saying if you appreciate it is because it's also part of who you are or what you mm-hmm. are.
There is something that I was writing for Susanne, and she also talked about clarity, and she said it's not a cutting clarity, but a loving clarity that's showing up here, but a clarity that comes with love, more than we feel sometimes, and. This, I wanted to mention this because it's something that, yeah, it's appealing to me too. I mean, it's just what I need, clarity, and I contribute to it, but I need it also in a loving way, and that's the support part of it. Yes.
Thank you. What was important for me was the connection between stability and awareness. So I think we all have different shapes of responsibility and where we can take responsibility and how we can use it for our awareness in the group somehow. And yeah, because we're all different, and so we all can do something different and can be aware of it, sort of. Yeah.
Okay, that makes you a game world builder, just so you know.
I don't think I'm a game world builder.
I don't care what you think.
I also want to say that that's like, it doesn't have to be your forever job in the village. It can also evolve, you know, because I also feel this, you know, like mutual support is something that is a theme. It's a house of resonance for me. And so, yeah, you know, intimacy, village weaver feels very right. And it was something before, and maybe something else will come. So, no, it doesn't mean that you're like that forever. Might be the question that you're answering or playing with.
Yeah, I can have a look at this, but maybe in the moment I'm not so keen on having a job with a name. I prefer to have a job.
But it's like, it's so interesting that you say that when you're the one who asked the question, who am I in the village? You wanted to have the answer, and now you say, I don't want to have an answer. So no, I believe you when you say, I don't want to have an answer.
I don't want to have this answer.
Here we are. Can you say which I you're talking? Just clarify.
Can you say which answer you want?
So the I think it's my child, especially. And I feel myself more as a village weaver, but yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's not, or it's not so important for me now. Cool.
Well, can I just say something? It is mm-hmm. kind of being an asshole, but you know, the village weaver goes really well with your box, like being a mother and being a loving person and being a nice person, and you think village weavers are nice people, and they're not nice people. And it's just, so that would fit really, really well your box image of yourself. And being a game world builder somehow has this image of like being assholes or being visionary or being a problem or being saying stuff that nobody wants to hear, which would cause problem for you. So I'm just saying, yeah, something like that.
Mm. Yeah, it resonates. Yeah, thank you.
And I want to add that maybe it's a collective story that we have about village weavers, that they're like the, I don't know, this kind of like fairy making cozy for everybody. And I think if every house of resonance is alive, it's like, it's dangerous. It's on fire and it's scary and it's uncomfortable and inconvenient for everybody's boxes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Kat.
I was talking about what I need before, and there is one thing that I said, that there are quite a few loose ends lying around. We start things and do not finish them. Like Spark 200, the never-ending spark, or some other things. I just don't get the examples right now. And on one hand, a part of me, maybe my box, needs that these ends are being picked up sometime, and I could work on picking them up and bringing them back into everybody's memory. And on the other hand, I enjoy this mess of loose ends lying around. And I think they are not loose ends. They are being picked up in other ways and in other than being strictly in one way. And I just wanted to say that. But there are loose ends. We are not doing the things we said we would be doing, like till next week we blop, and next week it's all something different is on, because we're in the small now. I just wanted to notice that.
You started your sentence with what I need. Do you want to?
Yeah, I thought I need that they are being picked up, but I noticed I don't really need it. Maybe somebody else does. I just wanted to point it out. There is a little need in me, but it's not big.
I see it as an invitation for shared responsibility. I see it as a huge possibility for shared responsibility.
What is the it?
It, the losing ends. I mean,
I don't understand you.
Could I, you don't either.
So that's
say something.
That there is so many losing ends. It's just a rich garden with so many trees that anyone who is hungry can pick and bring them up to everyone and say, "Hey, these are the apples. Yeah, we were working on. This is the apple tree that we planted a seed 5 weeks ago. Let's see what fruits are there."
Mm-hmm.
So anyone who feels the responsibility or who feels
mm-hmm.
hunger or desire to taste that can bring it in. Am I understood now? Am I clear?
I know it's like just this 1 minute. I just want to say, and maybe it's just a language thing, it's just in English, shared responsibility, that means it means that I'm cutting responsibility in little pieces. And in the context of radical responsibility, there's no shared responsibility. And basically everybody's responsible for everything. And as you say, if you want to bring something forward, then it's up to you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And but I would just not use the word shared, because then people think, oh, I have like 50% of the responsibility and somebody else has another 50%, and then I can blame them.
No, so this is so what other word would you use instead of shared?
It is mutual.
I would just call it radical responsibility. There is no we in responsibility. It can only be I. So it's just say responsibility. It is, if you want to bring it forward, it is your responsibility to take it on. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I'd love to wrap up the space. Is there, you wanted to say something else, Gabriela?
No, thanks.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
We leave and lose end now. And okay, there is an agreement that we go till 6 o'clock. And we should continue. And I want, I want to continue on this subject in a different setting, maybe. And I'm not saying next time, and I'm not saying I'm holding space next time for this.
Next time is Vera and...
Next Tuesday, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's and something else on.
And you want to just name the loose end about the shared responsibility or the responsibility? Or
it's a loose end about... I haven't heard everybody here, and I'm not... yes, there is still many questions that aren't answered that we maybe talked about for today. Up to now, it's okay, but there are more questions.
Yeah,
on for this.
Me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's not the shared responsibility that's done.
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry about the time, but I just have a babysitter till 6, and she needs to go. But I don't know how it is with a Zoom. It's just me. I have to go. So I would wrap up the space.
Yeah, so forget about it. And I forget about it. We said until 6 and it's on the...
Yes.
So if you open that, it's like Pandora box, and then we're having this other conversation and it makes it unsafe for everybody. So just say it's the space is over and we meet when we meet next week or before if you have personal meetings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. I want to save you, Kathleen, so I'm sorry about that. But we're going to have fine time for the questions that arise, or we just make it. Yes. Thank you for doing the experiment in the beginning with me, and I had a great time in the breakout room and sharing it with you here. Next week is Vera. Yes. So that's from my side. Is there anything... from you for the
no,
bye-bye.
You say and bye.
And bye.
And then I leave. And thank you. And
then you
need a training. And we need a pushes... training and closing.
Okay, I'm going to camera. Yeah.
Andre pushes the button right now.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
I cannot leave the meeting without having another host. Sofia Magdalena, would you stay just a couple minutes?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.